Sorry, why did you have to buy Vaughan's Hotel?
Because, well, they were defeated in 1916, the Irish Volunteers, and that's why you have the IRA.
Yes.
And they have the flag, but they don't. They never captured the tricolour. They took down the tricolour over the GPO. That was never captured. So Britain said, oh, we defeated the Irish Volunteers. And you know that the badge on the is IV, eight strings IV, Irish Volunteers. It's not PD4, it's IV. Mm. And as you know, the Volunteers are 100 years old today, in this year, in 2013, and it's their 100th. But anyway, that's basically what happened. So Tom, then he came back with all that for the War of Independence. And so you had to have a sovereign government. That's what it was all about, sovereignty.
But when the Rising did happen, were your uncles out on that occasion?
No.
They didn't take any part?
No, they weren't.
Or your grandfather, William?
No. And Tom was in, he was in collecting the intelligence in Calcutta.
Yeah.
And that is a huge link, because Geary, President Geary, the fourth president of India, now they were very much involved with the Irish Republic in Vaughan's Hotel, you know, because I told you the Sovereign Constitution, which is 94 years old this year, mm-hmm. was written in Vaughan's Hotel. And when President Geary was here, the fourth president of India, he saw the Constitution being written in Vaughan's Hotel. And that's how India got their independence. You know, he came here to study law. And there are, that constitution is India's constitution.
Yes.
And our flag is the other way around. And that's where it comes from. I met Geary in Willowbank when I was a child. And, you know, and I was very young. But that's basically the 1916 rising. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't right or wrong or anything. It might never have happened in 1918. The point is, it happened in 1916. And
both your grandfather and your uncles were maybe opposed to it then.
Well, they weren't opposed to it.
But they didn't expect it to happen.
They were expecting it to happen, but they weren't expecting it to happen on Easter Monday or Easter Sunday. Nobody was expecting it to happen, only a very few people in the Irish Republic. Remember, this the Irish Republican Brotherhood founded, you know, 1916, and founded the state between 1916 and 1919.
Yeah.
There was no other state founded. This myth that 1922 was a corporation imposed by King George V. It's not a state as a provisional government. A provisional government is only a temporary government, you know.
But Vaughan's Hotel was used greatly for meetings and for...
I'll show you something that is, you should look at in Collins's book. You know, Vaughan's Hotel was the headquarters of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and Ogden the Héireann.
Yes.
And you know that famous paper on Tughlaigh?
Yes.
That was published in Vaughan's Hotel. And between 80,000 copies. Look, there you are there. Look.
Can you read that for me?
Piers Beasley, he was on the staff of Vaughan's Hotel. And he was the editor of Vaughan's Hotel. Look, and here on a little hand press, between 70,000 and 80,000 copies of An Tughlaigh were turned off every week. And they were distributed by Cumann na mBan, that was their headquarters as well, and by na Fianna, the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine today 80,000 copies being distributed to the 32 counties, published on a Tuesday and distributed by Friday every week?
Yes.
Wasn't that some undertaking?
Was your grandmother, Bridget Ryan, was she involved?
She was. They were all involved. They were from Fannad in Newport, and that was what was known as the safe house during the War of Independence. But for the Rising itself, you see, this is where, and I think that should be straightened, people should know that it took off with not all the members of the Irish Republican Brotherhood were aware that it was going to be on Easter Sunday. And this is what caused the confusion, because they didn't even have all the intelligence collected, you know, on the Crown Forces, because Tom was still in India at the time, and he didn't come home. Well, I think he came home for 1919 for the turning of the Sovereign Seal, and my grandfather and in the Mansion House in Dublin, you know, and the 30. That's why we had to buy Vaughan's Hotel then. As I said, they had other offices around the town. You must understand, you know, the terror and the cruelty of Britain at the time, you know, against them. If you were caught with that paper, I mean, the cruelty, you would they'd shoot you there on the spot, you know. Mm. And they'd take you out and they'd use you, and, you know, the burning of the houses and all that was going on. It was a campaign of terror. But to
recall now your own memories and they wouldn't go back as far as your grandparents. I didn't know your grandparents.
I knew James was the only one. My granduncle James, and I knew him. He lived in Elm Lodge in Limerick, and I would have known him. But other than the others, Tom was, they say he was poisoned again in 1925 when they found out all this, well, he had collected all the intelligence and that. Yeah. And as you know, poor old Sam McGuire, who was the secretary of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, you know, he died of starvation. Then Molly Brackey was his sister, you know, dreadful the things that happen to people, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's very sad. And you think that those trophies, the Sam McGuire and the Liam McCarthy trophies and the medal, they're Irish Republican Brotherhood trophies and medal. And I think it was very disastrous. You were in the University of Limerick when we commemorated the 150th anniversary of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And they took off the sovereign seal and air off the medal. You know, and they didn't tell anyone at the GAA. The GAA was, you see, the whole background of the 1916 rising and the Irish Republican Brotherhood had set it up, that there was a GAA club in every county and every little village in Ireland. And that's where all the Irish volunteers and that, and they trained with their Hurleys and they trained, and that was the GAA was the backbone of our independence. And that's why it was so important for Geary, because they had nothing in India similar to that. They couldn't unite the people. And we would have met Mahatma Gandhi in South Africa, because another James McGuire, he was chairman of the British South African Company, who got the mining rights in Bulawayo, you know, but we have met. So there's a great link there between India and that. But they couldn't, because the salt tax, when England imposed the Liverpool salt tax, and that all came out of Vaughan's Hotel for India, and Geary would tell you that because England imposed a salt tax. Now in India, you know, being a hot country, the salt is every place, you know, from evaporation, and they have to have salt, and that's when they imposed that, the whole of India united behind that.
But would you say that Vaughan's Hotel then was a centre for all of these revolutionaries coming together? And
that's what it was. It was the secret headquarters of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and Oglin Éireann.
And people like Collins and De Valera, they all would have lived there.
They lived there with my granduncle. All those, Harry Boland and all those people, and everybody was coming and going. The paper was being 80,000 copies a week was coming out of there. And they could never find it. The Crown Forces and the RS did everything in their power to confiscate or find out where that paper was coming from. And they never did. And what was sad afterwards, and I spoke on Sunday night about it on TNS radio, that when my grandma, she was actually poisoned. And now they say she took it deliberately, but I don't believe that, and my family don't believe that, because she knew too much about, she knew everybody, you see, because they were all living there and coming and going all over the country.
Was this in the 1930s?
1930. She was there, it was after the Eucharistic Congress, it was in 1932, so everybody was going to
Vaughan's Hotel. And so why would she want to take her life? Or why was she poisoned?
Because she would have known everybody in the Irish Republican Brotherhood. She'd have known everybody in, all those who took part.
So
in
who would have killed
her? The Crown Forces. That's what it was. And she's buried in Limerick in the family grave with Tom. And if she had taken her poison, she couldn't have been buried in a consecrated ground. And she's buried in consecrated ground in Tom's grave in Mount St. Lawrence.